Hello and a very warm welcome to this permanent weight loss taster webinar. It's great to have you on board. I'm DCR and I'm going to be your host for just over the next half hour or so. So please allow me to introduce myself to you. But before I do that, I just want to quickly say a really big thank you for turning up. You know, you could be doing any number of different activities right now, and I'm aware of that. So for you to choose to come here and give me your time and your attention, for me, that's a real privilege, and I don't take that lightly. So I'm going to do my bit, and I'm going to over-deliver for you. So, who am I? Now, my name is Darren Christopher Rowland, DCR for short, and I'm a professional life coach. Now, that means that my job is basically to help someone get from where they are, which is usually in a stuck place, to the place where they want to be, which is their dream or their goal or their vision. Specifically, in the context of weight loss, this happens to be my area of specialization within the life coaching industry. And so my skill set is in being able to navigate and direct you from where you may be right now, which could be that you're just, you know, your body's out of shape, or you're just carrying an overweight body, or you're just not feeling as healthy and as vital as you could be, into a place where you do have that shape and you do have the body weight that you desire and you deserve. Now, just to give you a real quick background on me, my expertise in this area comes from over 30 years in the weight loss industry. I've now been coaching top VIPs from around the world for the last decade on successful weight loss due to my ability to not only help people shift their excess weight, but to do so without having to go on a diet or count calories or cut out food groups or even do painful exercise. I've had the good fortune to have been awarded the Best Life Coach for London in 2018, Best UK Life Coach in 2019, and Best International Life Coach 2020 and 2021. I've also been awarded the Leading Specialist in Weight Loss and Weight Management. I am the co-author of Cracking the Rich Code. It's a book written in collaboration with a gentleman called Jim Britt. Now, Jim is one of the top 20 coaches in the world, and the book is about success, how to get it, how to live it, and how to win in life, and not just financially, but mentally and emotionally too. The book is endorsed by Tony Robbins and featured on CBS, NBC, ABC, and Fox News. I am also the author of Only for the Serious, Permanent Weight Loss. This is a 480-page book that I wrote and is actually the preset to this taster webinar today. It's based on my modeling of the top VIP over the last decade, as I mentioned, in the context of successful weight loss and the secrets that they use. And I'm going to be sharing some of the same secrets here with you today. The bottom line is I have a vast experience in this arena, in helping people transform their bodies from out of shape into shape easily, healthily, and almost without effort. Now, what I'm going to offer you in this very short webinar is something that I believe everybody craves: permanent weight loss. Not temporary weight loss, where you just eat less and diet and maybe lose some weight, eventually just put the weight back on and thus get demotivated, you give up, and you eventually start all over again and then again and again and again for about 15 years of your life. I'm hopefully going to show you a way out of that doomed place. It's going to be a place where you can eat whatever you want, still get into great shape, and if that wasn't enough, how to then maintain that result forever. And I do mean literally permanently. This taster webinar is a brief presentation on how to lose weight correctly so that it comes off and stays off forever. We're not going to be discussing short-term fixes that will just create more pain in your life. We're going to discover the secret on how to achieve the same result easier than you thought was even possible, and then most importantly, maintain it through time. In other words, permanent change. So let's get started. The first thing that I want to say to you is that you absolutely can do this. And what I mean by that is it does not matter how old you are. It doesn't matter what gender you are. It doesn't matter what shape your body is currently in. It doesn't matter how overweight that body may be. And I tell you now for certainty, it doesn't matter how many times in the past you've tried and it's never worked. None of that matters. All that matters is what are you going to do right now in this very moment. Otherwise, you carry all that luggage, all that load with you, and all that's going to do is interfere with your own future. It's time to leave all that in the past where it rightfully belongs, and it's time, I believe, to start a fresh new journey, and I'd hope you'd agree with that. Now, what you're about to be exposed to is just the tip of an iceberg in terms of information and wisdom, but I want to at least introduce you to it here so you can at least make a start. Just remember that every failure in the past was actually a stepping stone toward a more successful future. I know that sounds overly positive and even a bit Pollyanna, and I actually agree. But I also got to tell you something, it's also very true. Look, the reason you're listening to my voice right now, maybe, is because of the pain and the failures of the past that have brought you here. I mean, if you already had the body of your dreams right now, you wouldn't be listening to me babbling on. Is that fair to say? So know that every failure was actually a linear move in the right direction toward the success you deserve to have. In other words, destiny has brought you here, I believe. Look, life is not rigged to be easy. In fact, I believe it's rigged in such a way that, well, failure is almost kind of guaranteed. It's almost like the default setting for life, you could say. Now, I hate to say that because it sounds so negative, but it does appear to be true for a large portion of the population. Maybe you've experienced this yourself. Who knows? It appears life wants to sieve those that claim they want a result, yet aren't willing to stand the test from those that keep coming back for more, those that stay hungry and never lose their vision. Now, that strength in you has brought you to this moment and our meeting together here today, I humbly believe. Now, what I'm going to do is my part, and I'm going to show you some simple ways to lose the excess weight and keep it off permanently. And we're going to do all this without dieting, without counting calories, without cutting out food groups, even without cutting out naughty foods, and certainly without any painful exercise. Are you ready to start your new journey? I hope so. Here we go. To understand the solution, we need to first understand the problem. Does that make sense? So let's take a look. What is the current problem? During previous weight loss attempts, I would hazard a guess that you typically cut calories as your approach or as your strategy as an attempt to lose weight. Is that fair to say? Which means you probably get hungry a lot of the time, and feeling hungry is not too terribly exciting. So as a result, your energy is going to probably take a dive, which is inherently a negative, and it's going to affect everything you do in that day. For example, your emotions are likely to be up and down, due to this low blood sugar, which is not a nice experience for you or the people around you. And I mean, exercising whilst restricting is very tough, is it not? Restricting your calories, I mean, that's really hard to do, especially if you're doing an exercise you don't even like in the first place, then my gosh, it's even harder. So the bottom line is, on a typical mainstream weight loss approach, we tend to experience a ton of pain constantly. So the first problem we have is that losing weight, the process of it, is a painful physical experience. Do you follow me? Next problem, actually getting a result. I mean, for most people, they lose weight initially, but then it kind of just slows down and eventually comes to a grinding halt, a painful one. Now, has that ever happened to you, where you feel like you're giving your all, but very little seems to be happening? So despite continued input, the output is not equal. And so what tends to happen is we now get emotionally affected. Now that may mean experiencing things like discouragement or demotivation or being disappointed or frustrated. Everyone's different with this, you know, but these are negative, painful emotions that people typically go through at this point. So now what was already a struggle physically, as we just discussed, can become even harder to deal with as now you have another type of pain. So now you have emotional pain to add to your physical pain. Again, do you follow me? Here's another problem. Even if you persist under duress and you do produce a weight loss result, which is inherently great, it really is, but now you're going to get an even bigger problem. To now keep and maintain that result, it's going to take a gargantuan shift in your whole lifestyle, because think about it, you need now to keep this regime up. And how does that potentially conflict with your current style of life or your lifestyle? Now, again, this is possible to keep up in the short term by being positive, being flexible, etc. But think about it again. If you have to keep this up for, say, 5 years or 10 years or 20 years, then you can hopefully begin to see the impracticality of this and almost the impossibility of it. So now your lifestyle has to change forever, or you have to painfully accept that the weight that you just spent so much effort and energy and emotion and time on getting off will have to come back on. And unfortunately, that is what happens. And usually the latter is what happens, because this is what's going on for around 95% of people, 95% of the time. Again, either one of these two options is going to be an emotional pain. So now we know the pains involved, let's just summarize it and simplify it to understand it better. Pain, that's it. That's the common theme here. It's pain on pain. Now, whether that be physical pain or emotional pain, it just simmers and boils down to pain. Now, what that means is pain with your food intake because of all the limitations involved. Pain with your exercise because it's highly likely to be something that you don't enjoy, especially if you're starting a new weight loss regime and you don't exercise before. And then there's pain with your emotions that then result from not getting the result in the first place, as we discussed. So maybe the pain of disappointment, frustration, low self-esteem, low self-worth. That is why it has likely never worked in the past for you. And in all probability, will never be able to work in your future either, unless you try a different approach. Do you get what I'm saying here? The mainstream weight loss market and industry profits very big from your dependency, offering you only a short-term fix, guarantees that you'll be back next month for the next wonder diet and the next wonder supplement or whatever it may be. Now, in reference to my last comment about the weight loss keeping you stuck, I've placed a very short excerpt from my latest book here in the video to help you understand this angle just a little bit better. So I hope you'll come back to it later and read it fully. But for now, let's just move on. Now, one thing I want to mention at this point is understanding the distinction between successful weight loss and failed weight loss, other than the obvious. So you may be wondering, what is that difference? Strategy, or you can call it approach. Doesn't sound very impressive, I actually agree, but by golly, it is everything. Let me briefly explain. Please listen carefully. Successful weight loss is a two-step process. One, attain a weight loss, and then two, maintain that weight lost. Would you agree with that? Now, failed weight loss is a one-step process. One, attain a weight loss and then lose the result by putting all the weight back on. Then start over again, only to run the same doomed pattern again, lose weight, put the weight back on, lose weight, put the weight back on, and repeat. Since changes are very temporary with failed weight loss, you need to keep coming back to enter the loop to start over. Now, what that does for the weight loss industry is it keeps it alive. For you personally, it leads to what we call a yo-yo lifestyle. And that can last months, years, and for some people, a lifetime. So here's the challenge in weight loss. Please listen very carefully. When you have a two-step process, which is again, to lose weight and then maintain it, but you have only ever been taught one part of that two-part process, which is just to lose weight only, then you can never logically progress to maintenance. And instead, you have to resort to just keep repeating step one over and over and over and over. Does that sound familiar? Now, if you've been yo-yo dieting for years or decades without lasting results, then now you know why. Because there's no progression to step two. I repeat, there's no progression to step two, maintenance. And that means keeping the result or maintaining it. The difference between these two outcomes of success or failure, you know, it's just a single step that's actually missing for 95% of the population. This Taster webinar is the giving you the beginning of a new journey of transformation that starts first mentally with new knowledge and new understanding, and then physically with your actual body and lifestyle. You know, I see this all the time. Good people like yourself, you have the best intention in the world, yet your only mainstream model for getting thinner is to diet. And all that can lead to is the emotional suffering that we've discussed. Remember, we're talking about your life here. Weight loss may be seen as a vanity issue by some people, but you try telling that to someone depressed or even suicidal because they feel completely overwhelmed by it. Weight loss is not limited to the physical. It affects us much more than just that. It affects us mentally and it affects us emotionally. And you know, if you keep experiencing disappointment because your efforts are wasted, then all that's going to do is negatively impact your life as a whole. Think of all that time of months and possibly years that you've spent on futile attempts to diet over and over and over to try and correct your body weight. I mean, you're using up your life, your time. Time is finite. It will run out. Now, a year of suffering is bad, it really is. But I mean, imagine 5 years, that would be worse. And for some people, they go back and forth for decades in some instances. I've seen people contemplate suicide as a way out of their pain. Listen to me. I know I'm being a little bit intense here, but you know why? It's because I'm just trying to reach out to you, and gosh, if I could actually grab you, I'd shake you, and I'd have you get it into your head and your gut that if you don't find a way to lose weight permanently, then at best, you're highly likely to just be going around and around and around in an endless loop circle, either for a very, very long time or for the rest of your life. There are major prices to be paid on your part that the future you, not you listening to me waffling on, but the actual future you of tomorrow, he or she will have to pay. And if you don't break free from this problem in the present tense, that's what's going to happen. Again, I'm sorry if this is coming across as sounding as negative. I don't believe it is. I'm just trying to be as real and honest with you as I can and tell you the truth. I'm a big believer in a punch today if I know it saves you from a broken leg tomorrow, and surely that's got to be worth it, right? I'm intense because it pains me to see suffering, especially where it's unnecessary. Again, you don't get to hear this out there on the weight loss marketplace. I mean, everyone just wants to smile at you and sell you something, and all that's going to be is nothing but a temporary fix. So what I'm trying to do is be on your side. I'm trying to be your friend. I'm actually going to be your coach and navigate you through the difficult river called weight loss. I want you to avoid the rocks, obviously, and I also, believe it or not, want you to enjoy the process while you succeed. Basically, if the sum total of your experience in any given situation is pain, how long is it going to be before you can't continue? Think about it. Now, this goes for anything in life, a relationship, a job, your finances, and your body weight. Human beings move towards pleasure and away from pain. Now, human beings are not going to change. Evolution has wired us this way, and that's not going to change until, well, about 1,000 billion years from now, okay? So back to reality, what can we do to break through this problem? Well, one option is to think positive and try harder, which is a good start. But I have to really be honest with you. If you try harder at doing something that is already taking you in the wrong direction, then at best, all you can hope to accomplish is to get to that brick wall even quicker than before. Think about it. Trying harder at doing something that is not working can only logically lead to more pain. So we need to work smarter. And I hope you'd agree with that. Now that we know what the problem actually is, let's take a look at the solutions. And this is the fun and the exciting part. I'm briefly going to give you three very simple but valuable snippets of information that will help you to successfully lose weight. Here we go. Number one, cut your carbs. No, do not cut out your carbs, cut down your carbs. You want to be in a position where you cause your body to have to use its reserves of body fat already on your body and use this fatty tissue as a source of calories to compensate the now reduced carbohydrate intake. Does that make sense? Now, primary sources of carbs are things like bread, potatoes, rice, cereals, even alcohol, pasta, fruits, packaged foods, and all foods with added sugar in. Now, please, we want to keep the process pleasurable, not painful. So for now, don't get overwhelmed. Don't get confused about how you're going to do this. We're going to go with a simple formula. We're going to reduce the intake. So you might be asking, by how much? Aim for half, 50% reduction. So right now, I don't know you, obviously, I don't know your story. So allow me to give you an example and you can correlate it to your own lifestyle just so that I can share with you something. Let's imagine that in a day you have 4 slices of bread, 2 servings of rice, wine and cake. So now using our model, we're going to reduce down to 50%. So you're going to reduce this down as an example to 2 slices of bread in the day, 1 serving of rice in the day. And then in the evening, as your treat, you'll have either the wine or the cake, but not both. Do you follow me? Okay, great. Now, again, your intake currently is probably a good guide, meaning the last few days, the last week. If it's been consistent, then we're going to use it as a guide. So very simply, halve it. And this way, you're still going to get to eat your naughty foods, you're still eating your favorite carbs, and you're not cutting out any food groups whatsoever. Simply reduce the amount of energy coming in so that your body must make up for the shortfall and burn body fat from reserves already on your body from the past, from food that you ate but never burnt off. Reducing your carbohydrate intake in this modified way will effectively accomplish this. Just quickly, if you consume a high fat intake, then please do the same here with fats as you will with the carbs. Reduce them by half. If, however, you already only consume a low or medium fat intake, then please don't change this, okay? Just keep it the same for now and start with the carb tweaks first. You can always come back to the fats once you've got some momentum going. Brilliant. Number two, increase your proteins. See, if we only cut the carbs as we just discussed, you will in effect be dieting because you're reducing the number of grams and thus calories coming in. But see, we're not doing that, remember? So to compensate the dropping carbs, we're going to raise our intake of protein. Understand? Now again, proteins can be vegetable-based or animal-based, and it's found in foods such as eggs, yogurt, cheese, milk, vegetables, nuts, seeds, fish, and all meats. So there's plenty to choose from. So where we've reduced the carbs, such as a serving of rice or a glass of wine or the bread or a piece of, let's say, pasta, whatever you'd have, replace this with a protein. You don't need to weigh your foods and you don't need to measure them at this point. Maybe in the future, yes, but right now, just use your judgment, just use your common sense. It will take you a long way. Again, we're trying to keep the process simple. The point is, where a carb has been taken away, add in a protein to replace it. Have you got that? This way, the overall number of calories has not significantly changed. Both carbs and proteins have around 4 calories per gram. So you're still not dieting. You're not cutting out any food groups. You're not even cutting out your naughty food. But I assure you, the chemical status inside your body, that's going to change. See, protein has a different effect on your blood sugar than carbs do. Carbs, listen carefully, carbs are not an enemy. They're not bad for you. It's just in the context of weight loss, they tend to influence your blood sugar rather radically. And that's a negative thing. Whereas proteins and fats affect it, but much, much less. So, carbs reduced, proteins increased. What else can you do to lose weight without dieting or any type of pain and then maintain this for the rest of your life? Welcome to number three, enjoyable exercise. Now, I've saved this one to last because it's the most important one outside of mindset. It's the one that gets the least attention, yet, interestingly, it's the one that makes the biggest difference. The challenge is not so much exercise itself, if I'm honest. It's, I mean, everybody knows they should move more, right? And the majority of people we know really do like to do something and move. But the challenge is most people on a traditional weight loss attempt, especially if they're starting it for the first time, will typically begin a brand new exercise routine that they don't enjoy, maybe even hate. Now, do you recall our conversation on pain with our food intake and pain with our emotions? Well, guess what? It's no different here at all. If you do an activity that is inherently, let's say, uncomfortable, outside your comfort zone, painful in essence, and it causes you discomfort to have to do it, it simply won't last. And if it doesn't last, you know, what's going to happen to any results that you do produce if you produce any? Think about it. They won't last either. So all you'll be doing is running an old pattern of doing something painful that thus can't be maintained, meaning you're going to be running into that big brick wall all over again. Are you getting all of this? By now, you should be beginning to understand that the most common mistake an individual makes in attempting to lose weight repeatedly over and over and over again is to constantly do things that are painful. But just like the nutritional side of your weight loss program, well, we've now made the process more pleasurable. Do you remember? No dieting, still keeping in tasty food, keeping calories high. We need to replicate that model here with your physical activity too. Does that make sense? So we need to figure out and discover what type of exercise that you love to do, not like to do, love to do. It needs to be something that makes you feel excited when you think about it. Something that floats your boat, something you can do in all weather, every day of the year. It's enjoyable, it's fun, it's easy, and you look forward to doing it. Now, can you think of anything? For some, that would be swimming. For others, it would be cycling. For others still, it would be a regular gym environment. Some people like to jog and go running outside. Some people like to do classes at home to a YouTube video, for example. Some people actually prefer classes in a club because of the interaction and banter with others around them. I mean, some people take up gymnastics, other people go back to their youth and they go dancing like they used to. Do you get what I'm saying? Find something that you love, love to do. Something that is not effort or drag, but actually something that's instead an effortless thing. Again, it's different for everyone. For some people, they take up horse riding or they join an athletics club. Some people join an over 40s football club, or others, they take up hiking. Others prefer yoga, some do a half marathon. And I mean, you know, the options are limitless and endless. Think creatively and think hard. All you need to figure out is something you wouldn't interpret as something you have to do, but rather something you can't wait to do, something you get to do. Okay, if you can figure that out, then I assure you, you're already on the home stretch. Now, I just want to mention COVID and its restrictions at this point because, you know, it's all very well me suggesting to you to go out and do a whole bunch of new activities while there may be restrictions around you going on outside. But, you know, I realize this really may be easier said than done. I really do appreciate the situation. What I'm asking, I guess, is just do the best you can right now with whatever options are available to you. If staying home and going out alone are the only options available to you right now, then think creatively, come up with your best option, and then use these as a base. And over time, things will change. COVID won't be here forever, and you can add to your repertoire of options in the future, okay? Just remember, whatever you do, you must move, and you must ensure it's a pleasurable experience. Everything else is secondary to this, so please never forget this formula. Now, what's next? Well, let me ask you a question. Why do you want to exercise? I mean, everything we've discussed together up until now about moving more, that was about what to do. But the reason behind it is the why. And the why is even more important. Let's take a look. If you currently have a body that you don't like and you're carrying excess weight, then it's possible or highly likely that you're doing either the wrong type of exercise or you're not doing any exercise at all. And if you don't do any exercise and you do manage to lose weight just by eating less and dieting, think about it. What kind of body do you think you're going to be ending up with? Now, if you're a lady, a shapely, toned, slim, contoured figure is probably what you're looking for. And if you're a gentleman, a lean, strong, powerful physique. But what happens if you've got the opposite? What if the muscles on your body or the body as a whole was untoned? What if you had little or no shape? What if you got lumps in the wrong places, etc.? And if your strategy to lose weight is to just eat less, crush your fingers and toes and wait, it might work. But think about that. The body that you end up with is highly likely not to be the one you envisaged. Think about it. It just won't happen. I've seen this only a gazillion times. The person ends up with a shape they don't like. There's little or no tone, and as a result, they can often feel just as miserable at the end of the process as they were at the beginning when they carried the excess weight in the first place. Are you following me on all this? Plus, if you don't stimulate your muscles through movement, how do you even hope to lose fat itself? And if you don't lose the fat, how do you hope to get that shape that you want so you can wear the clothing that you wish you could? In other words, just dieting results in the body having to compensate and adjust by burning calories to make up the shortfall. But as you probably experienced yourself, what happens after, let's say, 1 week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks? That's right. As you probably well know, the weight loss suddenly stops despite your input, or at least it slows down to a very painful tiny loss here and there. Why? Because you haven't stimulated your metabolism. So how do we do that? Take a wild guess. Of course, it's exercise. So look, whether you want to go from the left on this or you want to go from the right, it's the same thing. Without correct exercise, you're not going to get to where you want to get to, I believe. Are you sold on physical activity being your new best friend? I hope so. If not, then I hope to at least have lovingly nudged you just a little bit to mull over and contemplate or consider incorporating some form of activity into your lifestyle at the very least. Okay, let's just have a really quick recap on everything. The mainstream model for losing weight is dieting. Now, a diet is a painful experience, and so are all the restrictions it brings with it. Now, if something is painful, it can't last through time. Human beings move towards pleasure and move away from pain, as we discussed. It's biological. It means it's hardwired into our brains and our bodies. You can't escape it. You certainly can't beat it. Don't even try. Now, in addition, doing exercise that you hate or at least don't enjoy is also inherently a painful experience mentally and physically. So again, while you can force yourself to do it in the short term, you would eventually stop slowly doing the exercise. So guess what's going to happen to any results if you got any? Yes, they're going to disappear. Then you're likely to feel the emotional pain of disappointment, frustration that we discussed earlier. Since pain is the common theme here and the biggest problem, the saving grace, the secret, the solution, the answer, whatever you want to call it, is the exact opposite of it. Pleasure. We need to find a pleasurable way to eat, a pleasurable way to move, and overall live your life. Then results won't just appear, but they'll stay forever. Look, results come from being consistent, and consistency doesn't show up when pain's around. When pleasure is the experience, you will do it all the time. And if you do something consistently, you'll not only produce results, but they'll then last through time. Does that make sense? Not being on a diet, not counting your calories, not being hungry, etc., basically means you won't be in pain. Now, if you still eat some of your naughty foods and you eat a regular calorie intake and you're keeping in all your food groups, you know, pleasure, it's sticking around, isn't it? If you can then find a pleasurable way to exercise, something that you can thoroughly enjoy and have fun doing, then the metabolic stimulation and that fat burn we talked about, that's going to happen. By the way, the exercise is the key here. The math of moving more will be the core of successfully losing weight versus the other side of the coin. The other way around, just trying to remove calories on the front end in order to hope that the body uses its reserves. So make sure that your food, your activity, and your lifestyle as a whole is geared towards simple, enjoyable pleasure, and watch what will happen. Losing weight will begin and continue, and maintaining this new result will be effortless. Why? Because now you're enjoying what you're doing. If you think about it, it's not rocket science. But you know what it's like when someone else tells you something you may already know. You know, maybe hearing it from someone else helps you to understand it better. And if that's the case, then I'll consider today as being a valuable time spent with you. And I hope to have at least instigated a response from you, one that will make you think about what's being shared here. I mean, that's the goal for me, to create a thought-provoking experience that will hopefully redirect your life's direction in this context of weight loss. So in wrapping up for today, what's next for you? Well, firstly, know without any shadow of any doubt at all that the information from this very brief webinar that you've already learned is enough for you to begin creating successful results without any further or additional input. With what you now know about the distinction between a painful approach and a pleasurable experience, you can begin now to make significant progress because the ability to have longevity in your lifestyle is still there. And it hasn't been removed as it would be with, let's say, a diet or non-enjoyable exercise regime. Do you follow me? Great. Now, what if you did want to take the next small step? What would that actually be? As I mentioned earlier, this is just the tip of an iceberg. And so the detail behind today's sharing is available in the next step. So following on from this premise, one option for you to, let's say, expand your horizons and discover even more ways to pleasurably lose weight and succeed is to get my book, Only for the Serious Permanent Weight Loss. Today's brief taster webinar is actually taken from this book, as I mentioned. But of course, there's only so much that we can cover in just over half an hour together. So the next cost-effective option for you at just under a tenner to make massive progress is in applying the directives in this book. Now, just to remind you that this book is based on a decade of working with top VIPs from around the world, people who maintain their weight without dieting or painful restrictions like, you know, counting calories and avoiding food groups, etc., and yet they still maintain their weight successfully year in, year out. The principles of pain versus pleasure in our approach today to achieve permanent results that we've covered together is a so-called secret that the top VIPs use day in, day out, and it's not well publicized in the media, so better to take this seriously. I modeled the top 5% that achieved this result, and then I created a program from it. And then I embedded that program into the book so you too could access their resources for pennies. Please see the link here on the video to purchase your copy of the book from Amazon if you feel it would be the right thing for you. This book, by the way, it's not a textbook type boring read. I assure you, it's a fun journey that I'll take you on, and it'll make the process of losing weight easy, simple, and very enjoyable, and of course, produce the result you're after. Okay, enough about the book. What else can you do? Well, what if you don't like reading, for example? Then instead, you might want to take a different route. And one option there would be to take a small step and enjoy a mini video course called the Permanent Weight Loss Bite-Sized Mini Course. Watching as opposed to reading is often more enjoyable for many, many people, and thus therefore more effective at impacting you. So if that's you, then this is something you may wish to consider. What this mini video course will do for you is provide something special. Being video-based, it will allow me to talk to you, to coach you, to guide you on screen, and for you to hear my voice every single day. Meaning, it's going to carry more weight, and thus the interaction between you and I is probably going to be magnified. I'm going to be there holding your hand and coaching you and leading you every day using a small, step-by-step approach to your very own permanent weight loss success. And by the way, without bogging you down with information overload or making you feel like you're on your own, I'm going to be there to support you and encourage you and guide you one step at a time, because momentum is crucial for getting going and then for ongoing success. And that's exactly what the bite-sized mini course will do for you. The mini course consists of 10 videos, each of which is less than 10 minutes in length and can be split over 3 to 10 days, depending on your personal preference. It's actually designed to be easily digestible and simple, hence the name. Again, please see the link on the video to purchase your copy of the bite-sized mini course if you feel it would be of value to you. Now, at this point, allow me to briefly share with you some individuals who were once where you may be right now, who were once stuck, but went on to transform their lives. See here how Trucia radically transformed her figure using the strategies in the book and the mini course. Her 75-pound fat burn was made possible by a change in psychology first, followed by correct exercise application, and then we tweaked her food appropriately and subtly. Now, Gary also made significant changes to his health as well as his shape, taking a similar route. He watched the Taste the webinar and followed through by getting the book. Now, Gary also made the complete, not partial, but complete transformation here. You know why? Because he didn't start in the physical plane and just repeat a pattern that he had never worked for him previously before. In other words, dieting. Instead, Gary was impacted mentally and emotionally first. Lastly, Sabina. She went through a major transformation, again, without any dieting, no painful exercise, not even taking supplements. Just following the easy approach that the bite-sized mini course takes you on. Now, she was willing to address her internal world first and the battle she had before she, you know, blanketly just cut calories on the surface, starved herself and got nowhere. Are you willing to do the same as these good people? Are you willing to take a step back and reevaluate your situation with your thinking, your exercising and your food? I truly hope so. So, in essence, today's Taste the Webinar was just an introduction to me, to allow me to expose to you the possibility that your success in weight loss, and by measure that means permanent results, not temporary fixes, can be yours, and how it can just, you know, not only be accomplished, but to do so without having to diet and without having to count calories and do painful exercise. The book, only for the series Permanent Weight Loss, and the bite-sized mini course is the next step to take for you to begin that journey into the practical world. And what I mean by that is where we transfer from just information from today's Taste the Webinar into actually applying it practically in the three-dimensional world. So if you'd like to get the book or the mini video course, then just please let us know, because I've got to tell you something very, very important at this point. I absolutely know that the information that I have to share with you can change your life forever. And that actually excites me. The idea that you could break free, break through from a painful existence into a better quality of life grabs my attention. So I'm very, very passionate, almost mad, about enticing you to take the next step with me. And I absolutely have no hesitation whatsoever in trying to persuade you literally on taking that next step with me. I have no shame, okay? Because I'm very confident that you can remove the pain from your life using these resources. So I hope you'll consider the invitation. In finally closing, just allow me to leave you with this last comment. So many people wish for a better life than the one they currently have. Few people break through and grab their rightfully deserved success. Sadly, so many people just live in a quiet desperation and they try to extinguish their emotional pain using various means. Please don't let this be you. Don't let fear or doubt destroy the remainder of your life. Look, if you don't wish to continue with me personally because you don't like the way I look, you don't like my voice, you don't like what I've said, doesn't matter, then please go find someone else that can help you. I'm okay with that and I mean that sincerely. But whatever you do, please do not try to do what you've already done, which has led you to a place where you don't want to be in the first place. You stand a mathematically better chance if you go in a different direction, regardless of what that direction's in. Okay, but if you do want to come along to the next step in that journey with me personally and experience the freedom and the success that permanent weight loss, not temporary, will give you, then the book or the bite-sized mini course will give you just that. And just to let you know, I've kept the price of the mini course at a very affordable price so that it's accessible to anyone and everyone. As I said in my opening, my aim is to over-deliver. And I want to do absolutely anything and everything I can, possibly to get you to begin that new journey with me. Even if it means I initially lose out, doesn't matter. Please just remember the simple lessons and important lessons from today's webinar. Today was about giving you a taste of what could be and how to get it. Stop doing painful activities with your food and exercise. Start finding pleasurable ways instead, using the parameters that we've discussed together. Top VIPs from around the world apply this approach. Don't you deserve the same success? So thank you for coming along and giving me your time and allowing a crazy guy to talk to you about something he passionately believes in. Please, let today be the turning point in your life. That's all I ask. And let's meet, maybe, on the other side. This is a very excited DCR signing out, and I genuinely look forward to meeting you real soon. Love and best wishes.